Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Above the hustle and bustle of London city life, you'll find a little toll house, which dates back to the 1700s and marked the entrance to the Bishop of London's estate. Monocle 24's Tom Edwards profiles these little bastions of resistance.
At the very top of London, officially its highest point, if you discount those distant outposts in Kent or Surrey masquerading as Greater London, stands a rather unassuming little building. On the edge of the heath, above the hustle and bustle of city life, you'll find the 16th century Spaniards Inn, and next to it, pinching the adjacent old thoroughfare from Hampstead to Highgate to only a carriage's width, is the little toll house, which back in the 1700s marked the entrance to the Bishop of London's estate. This curious little box of a building has long struck me as the capital's closest equivalent to a Chinese nail house, or holdout house as they're known stateside. These little bastions of resistance, standing literally in opposition to development, make for a pretty extraordinary sight. Slivers of a building, marooned in a sea of site sand and concrete foundation amidst towering cranes. Little voices from the past, almost too quiet to be heard above the din of construction. Such architectural anachronisms prompt not only the refrain from passing trade or visitors of, "What is that still doing there?" but also something else, a rich reminder of times past. A long and lustrous past, in this case, the Spaniards Inn and its endearingly intrusive sibling pop up in the Pickwick Papers. Cultural luminaries like Joshua Reynolds, Byron and Keats stayed there, along with Dickens, who presumably visited before committing its bricks and mortar to the printed page. Perhaps its most famous, and certainly infamous, patron is the dastardly Dick Turpin, the most notable of assorted highwaymen and ne'er-do-wells to frequent the hostelry. Legend has it that Turpin and his gang would watch the road and the toll gate from their station at the inn for likely targets for larceny, or worse.
It's a blinking highway robbery!
That it be, sir. And you'd best do as he says, because that mare has a look of Black Bess about her, in which case it'd be Dick Turpin himself.
Throw your gun down!
To this day, the toll house's encroachment into the highway forces passers-by, be they bus, bike or BMW, to take a moment and wait. It pleases me that a 1960s bid to raise this tiny island of brick in the name of improved traffic flow was roundly rejected. Sometimes there's no better reason for a delay than delay itself. Back in Turpin's time, it was 2 hours by coach from the City of London up to the Spaniards. Today, it's barely a 15-minute Uber from here at Monocle HQ, provided you avoid the Hampstead School Run, of course. And yet there remains such value in being made to slow down, to take a moment and look around you, and to think of all the souls that passed that way before. So if you're ever stuck in the queue as a novice negotiator becomes trapped between the inn and the toll house, hemmed in by a 210 bus and hooting hordes of rush hour cars, don't rage. Instead, cast your mind back to a time when Londoners, even with the meaty, murderous breath of highwaymen at their backs, weren't always in such a hurry.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Tom Edwards for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.